Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Mark Kernegh. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Pepper Martin. Batting second, the right fielder, George Watkins. Batting third, the second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tex Carlton. And now, play ball. Mark Kernegh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernegh hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Frisch trying to get to home. Kyler throws the ball into Gerges, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Frisch, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick takes first base on ball four. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Orsatti reaches second base with a double. Medwick moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Medwick scores. Orsatti moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlton for the out. Orsatti scores. Durocher moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durocher scores. Martin moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Warnicki covering. Safe. Watkins is thrown out after the base hit. Martin scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Medwick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carlton takes first base on ball 4. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton moves to second. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton scores. Martin moves to third. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 1 in the game. Georges bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Medwick hits a line drive into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orsatti. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Georges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Mosolf pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Mosolf for the double play. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Malone now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durocher hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Durocher reaches second base with a double. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durocher moves to third. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Martin reaches second base with a double. Durocher scores. It's 6-2, Cardinals. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Watkins hits a line drive into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crawford bunts towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Frisch moves to second. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Medwick strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frisch moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gilly Campbell pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Pat Malone. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Woody English now playing shortstop. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Derosier strikes out. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carlton takes first base on ball 4. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Watkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Demery reaches second base with a double. Herman moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Herman scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hartnett moves to third. English moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Cardinals, 6. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a pop-up towards third. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsatti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Wilson pinch runs for Bob O'Farrell. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Durocher bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins pinch hits for Jesse Haynes. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is walked intentionally. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.